This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for September the 24th. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Psalm 103, verse 13. It says there, "As a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him." End of quote. The Bible reiterates that God is the perfect father you can ever have. I understand some of us may not have experienced a compassionate and loving and caring earthly father. However, you have all the goodness, love, mercy, help, and compassion of a perfect father in God. Our today's Bible Insights compares the Lord's compassion to an earthly father's compassion. It says, as a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him. As a father, I know how much compassion I have toward my children. At the same time, I am also mindful of this truth. I am not a perfect father in any ways. I am an imperfect father. Listen, so are you. All earthly fathers are imperfect fathers. However, the Lord God is the perfect father. How much more would be his compassion toward those who fear him? The word fear means your respect, honor toward God and his words. Do you respect and honor God and his principles laid down in the pages of the Bible? If so, this passage and promise is for you. Now the Bible says, the Lord is good to all. And it also says he has compassion on all he has made. Psalm 145 verse 9. You see, because he is the creator of all, the Lord is good to all people. And he has compassion on all he created. This is in a general sense. No matter what, God will be good to you. No matter what, he has compassion toward you because he is your creator. He has to be because he created you, and his traits remain the same. It makes only sense. However, our insight says that God's compassion toward you is like a father's compassion for his children. This brings home God's loving kindness and resultant care in an intimate and personal sense. In general meaning, God is the father of all because they are all his creation. In a particular sense, God becomes your true father in a more personal and intimate way because you are adopted into his household in his beloved Son, Jesus Christ. Ephesians 1:5 says this, God predestined us for adoption as his sons through Jesus Christ, end of quote. John 1:12 says, but to all who did receive him, referring to Jesus, who believed in his name, the name of Jesus, God gave the right to become the children of God, end of quote. Who has the right to become the children of God? Read it again. It says, those who would receive Jesus and believe in his name. What a special privilege that God becomes your father in Christ Jesus. Due to severe circumstances, sometimes we wonder whether God cares. The disciples asked the same question, remember? They were afraid because of the lake's severe storm and the boat was about to go down. They asked Jesus, don't you care if we drown? If Jesus is with them in the boat, do you think they are going to drown? Should they be afraid? No way, the Lord is in their boat. However, they were worried. Of course, he cared for them, didn't he? He does the same care for you because you are his child and his compassion and mercy is on you. Peter experienced his care not only there in the boat but in many other incidents. And then he later wrote in 1 Peter 5:7, he wrote, cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you, end of quote. Beloved, when you understand and accept the truth that God cares for you, you would not try to carry your anxieties and burden by yourself. You don't need to because he cares for you. Go to him in prayer. Cast your worries and anxieties and burden on him in prayer and experience how he would help sovereignly in times of your need. You will experience his compassion and care, and you are going to witness to others around you his love and care and compassion. He is a million times better than your best earthly father. Taste and see how good God is. Would you pray with me today? Father in heaven, I carry my anxieties and worries to you in prayer. You are the perfect father who has compassion on me. You sent your son Jesus to die in my place for my sins and shortcomings. I accept Jesus and believe in His name. Thank you for adopting me into your household as your child. Please forgive me, Lord, and bless me now. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.